Hello, welcome to Live to Work. This is Tina.
And I am Kate, and we are finishing our exam journey.
Marvelous. So you're in the car park and you have done it. Okay. It is done, or this one's done. You might be doing some more, but let's just relish this moment that you've done this one and you've got it under your belt. So
So,
that's a good feeling.
before we start, we ought to explain that the series that we are doing at the moment is on exams. So this is number four in our exam series. So we have taken you from your learning and preparation to the day before to your exam. So now you've done it. And this is the aftermath, in inverted commas. The bit where you breathe and then go, yay, it's done, and then go into panic because you're like, oh God, I didn't do it. La, 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 la. And then you breathe and then you cry and then you laugh and
Yeah.
oh,
And
you're
that's
going
the
to get you
bit
through it.
that we all might need help with is after, especially if you do something collectively with other people, is then, everyone diving on the Snapchat or chatting to you in person or WhatsApp or, whatever your flavor is for communicating with each other, going like, did you do the question four on da-di-da-di-da? Did you put this? And you're like, oh my God, you're freaking me out. I don't know. Did I? Didn't I? I can't even remember my name. So we have a recommendation if that happens.
Yeah, so here we are. And we're going to just help you to relax and breathe and increase your awareness of what you've just achieved. Give thanks for everything that you've done and go from there, really. So we start by breathing.
Yeah, deep, big old breath. You've been in your concentration bubble. It's been quite high energy, retrieving all that learning. And you're just going to take a nice breath and let out any tension that might have collected. And
Yeah.
you might have a little phrase. Mine is, I've done my best. But you might have one of your own and you can.
I don't think I can say mine, Tina. It's got
Okay.
a naughty word in
Okay,
it.
has it? Okay then. Warning, if small people are in the car or listening, it's got a rude word in it.
Oh, thank bleep, that's over.
Yes, so there you go. That's okay. So you might have one of these, and when people start coming up with all of this stuff, like, oh, did you do this? And oh, did you do it? Yeah, you go, I've done my best. Don't engage in the detail. Don't dive into an analysis of question three about the Crimean War. Don't do that, even though you won't even sit in a history exam.
Yeah. And remember
Yeah.
that when people are asking you that question, they're not asking you to see how well you did. They're gauging how they did by your response. So actually, it's not about you. This is about them and their own insecurities.
Yes, and you're so right to say it, Kate, because this is how people often play out their own anxiety feelings, is by talking to others about, or did you do this, or did that happen, or do you know, and they're kind of looking for check and balances. So if you don't want to engage with that, if that's not going to make you feel great, then just don't. But as politely as you can, have a little phrase. And even if you feel brave enough, you can say, oh, do you mind if we don't talk about it? I just find it best to just go and do something nice. Why don't we just go and have a coffee or run in the woods or skip or whatever it is you'd like to do to celebrate the fact that you blooming did it, you turned up, you did all the study, and there you are, you've done it.
Yeah. You might have a little wait to get your results, but you can't change what you've done. So there's no point worrying about what you may and or may not get because you've done it. So concentrate on something else and not waiting for your results. And then it'll be a beautiful surprise when they arrive.
And the other thing, of course, is we've talked you through how to do a resource anchor. If you find yourself thinking, oh, actually, I am feeling a bit unsettled and a bit worried, then use your resource anchor. Listen again to some relaxation that Kate did for you. Go and just do something pleasing to take your mind off it, because absolutely you can't influence it now. You've done that already. And imagine how amazing you're going to feel when you open an envelope or a screen and you see the result, and it's good. It's a
Yeah.
great result, you know? So
And
that's what you've worked for.
reward yourself for having done the your exam or assessment in the first place. You know, there'll be people out there that just have just gone, nope, and you did it. So, you know, whatever that reward might be, it might be a fish and chip supper. It might be, I don't know, it might be a spa day. You might clean your windows. I don't know.
Yeah, you might go for a
Whatever.
swim. You might do whatever you fancy exactly. But yeah, treat yourself. And if you're feeling grateful, you can thank people around you for any help they've given you. That's always a nice thing to do as a kind of end point to, you know. So thanks for cooking my favourite tea, Mum, last night or whatever, you know. Just yeah, thanks.
And
Thank
what we would love is, because obviously we love your input, we love your feedback. So what worked for you? You know, what did you find the most useful? What hints, what tips have you got that you can share with other people?
Yeah, complete. That would be so good, wouldn't it, Kate? Because people will get the show notes and obviously share this, you know, if you've had benefit, do share and like and subscribe to the podcast because there's always good stuff coming in every week. And Kate and I love to hear from you.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah,
Amazing.
congratulations.
Well done. Congratulations on doing your exam. You're incredible. Remember, you are incredible.
Yeah, you did a great job. Well done. Well done. See you again next week, everybody.
Bye. Thank you for listening. This has been A Lift to Work with Kate and Tina. Please subscribe, like, and share. Comments and questions are most welcome.
And please remember, this is a light-hearted coaching podcast designed to stimulate your thinking. It's not designed to treat any mental health issues. So if you need additional professional help, please do see a qualified practitioner. Take care, and we'll see you next time.